Get this train rolling. I'll do it kind of soft. All right. This is the meeting of the Upshur County Commissioners Court for Friday, August 30, 2019 at 9 a.m. This is the regular session meeting. Immediately at the conclusion of this meeting, I'm going to call the next one, which is the second public hearing concerning the fiscal year 2020 budget and tax rate. I'm going to declare that a quorum is present. Welcome all of y'all here. Going to ask Ms. Gentry to say the prayer and Mr. Nicholson to lead us in the pledges.
Father God, we just thank you for your grace, your provision, and we thank you, Father, for your sovereignty. We ask that you be with those that stand between us and harm's way at home and abroad. Give us your wisdom and understanding, Father. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
From the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Thank both of you for that. I'm going to hold the public comment that signed up till we get to the tax part of the meeting, if that's all right, Mr. Cook. Okay. Item three, consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of previous meetings, B, the payroll changes, C, the payroll, D, budget amendments, E, accounts payable, F, except for recording, auditors' reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificate, state and county taxes summary, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500, Upshur County financial statements for the year ended September 30, 2018 with independent auditors' report, interlocal agreement for provision of equipment and consumables between the state of Texas acting by and through the Texas Department of Motor Vehicles and Upshur County, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Motion to approve stated items A through F.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve items 3A through F. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Four, recognize the District 5 4-H Record Book Award winners and hear a thank you presentation for community support in sending Upshur County 4-H members to the National 4-H Center in Washington, D.C. Going to skip that one because the person that was here to speak to us is not present. Number five, discuss and take action to approve a resolution authorizing a county grant to Meals on Wheels Ministry. This looks like a resolution on something we've already voted to do. And didn't we pay them what we told them we would already?
They have been budgeted, but they have not requested payment yet, and I believe that Kristen is.
We're going to pay it next time. I got it yesterday.
Okay, I remember signing something yesterday. Texas Department of Agriculture resolution authorizing county grant program for the year 2020. Whereas the organization desires to apply for grant funds from the Texas Department of Agriculture to supplement and extend existing services for homebound persons in the county who are elderly and/or who have a disability pursuant to the Home Delivered Meal Grant Program. And whereas the program rules require the county in which an organization is providing home delivered meal services to make a grant to the organization in order for the organization to be eligible to receive program grant funds. Whereas the program rules require the county to approve the organization's accounting system or fiscal agent in order for the organization to be eligible to receive program grant funds. And whereas the county recognizes John Moore, Executive Director, as an official of the organization applying for a home delivered meal grant from the Texas Department of Agriculture. Be it resolved by the county that we hereby certify it has made a grant to the organization in the amount of $2,058 to be used between the first day of October 2019 and the 30th day of September 2020. The county hereby certifies that the organization provides home delivered meals to homebound persons in the county who are elderly and or who have a disability. And the county hereby certifies that it has approved the organization's accounting system or fiscal agent, which meets financial management system requirements as set forth in the Uniform Grant Management Standards promulgated by the Texas Comptroller of Public Accounts.
Motion to approve resolution authorizing county grant to Meals on Wheels Ministry.
Second.
Motion and a second. We approve the grant, which has already been budgeted for Meals on Wheels. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. I'll put that up there in the sign stat. All right. Number six, discuss and take action to approve a temporary part-time position in the district attorney's office for the purpose of training with funding from special revenue in the DA forfeiture fund. What brought this about is employee in the DA's office that does the felony cases, that brings them in, gets them filed and assigned and chauffeured through the system, which is a pretty important position at the front of the conveyor belt. She is going to resign. She's leaving happy, and I understand she's leaving because she's getting married. And I think her last day, when did they tell us, Kristen?
I've never heard the day. September 30.
She's leaving around September 30, maybe in October. This job's not one somebody can just come in off the street and do. And so Mr. Berg needs us to create a temporary position that allows him to hire another person to be this one retiring wingman to learn the ropes before she goes. It's not going to cost the county anything. He's going to fund it from his special revenue fund in the DA's office. So it'll just be a temporary deal.
And the person that he hires late move into that position.
That's what they're training for, is to take over.
I think so. Yeah.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve an action creating a temporary part-time position in the DA's office for special training. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
None opposed. Motion passes 5-0. Number seven, discuss and take action to approve two wireless access points to be installed by ETEX at the Rock Building, and further to take action to approve payment of one access point from the JP Technology Fund. Ms. Estella, please speak to us about this.
Well, actually, I don't have a
have all the details on that. I think it's being put in by E-Tech so that they can have access from items that are part of the county network, things like, you know, their phones, their tablets, those sorts of things. I'm not so sure. Summer said that it takes two of them to cover the space. I have a wireless access point that's already been ordered for, that will go back in the ag extension area. It's just not here yet. So this would give coverage to the front of the building and off the county network.
And Judge Mangs, I think this helps, does this help you in your courtroom also? So you can duck court and not have to go back and forth to your office?
I had mentioned that when we were discussing budget, after budget requests.
All righty.
Okay, then I make a motion that we grant the...
No, they need the two wireless access points.
Well, E-Tech's saying you need two.
Judge, what's the total cost on this?
It's $25 for each one, $50 a month.
So if Estella already has the one to cover for Julie and them, then the one will cover for her, for the
okay.
One should be here.
And they work compatible well with each other?
Yes, we can work with Estella to make sure.
Awesome. Okay, my motion stands to approve the wireless access for the JP1 and Rock Building out of JP Technology.
Second.
Motion and a second. We approve the two wireless access points to be installed by E-Techs at the Rock Building and to approve payment for one of those access points from the JP Technology Fund. Any further discussion?
What did you say was the total amount of the cost, Julie? I'm sorry to hear you.
$25 per access point a month.
I think Paula's ruling was only for one.
Estella, the part that she's ordered is going to take care of Julie, so we only need the one.
Oh, is that the motion?
Yes, sir.
Does that make everybody happy? All right, so the motion is to install one access point, and I guess that's going to cost $25 a month. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number 8, discuss and take action to set sheriff's and constable's fees for 2020. Mr. Webb, the sheriff.
Basically, all we're asking is that we go from 125 to 150 on the writs. We started way that we've done in surrounding county. It looks like we're at the bottom on the writs, so we're just asking to increase that fee to $25.
Most of that's handled by private process servers these days, right?
Some of it is. We don't serve a whole lot of them. According to what Rick was telling me before he left, but he does a survey for me at the end of the budget year before we go forward, just to make sure that we're in line before we're charging in other counties in the area are charging.
You know, I've always wondered, since I was a baby lawyer, if I'm going to serve this piece of paper on Steve Dean down there, and I'm just playing with you a little, it's going to be $150. But if it's got this piece of paper with it, because that's the order, that's another $150. So is it that much heavier? So I've always wondered that. But I agree we need to do it. I'm gonna look into how much backup documents are. Some departments just charge $75 for each additional document. All right, I'll take a motion to set the sheriff and constable's fees.
I make a motion to set the sheriff and constable fees for 2020.
Second.
Motion and a second.
Sheriff requested.
Sir?
Yes. Yes.
I have included what the sheriff requested. You said.
Yeah, moving it to $125 to $150. Motion and a second. We approve the sheriff and constable's fees for 2020, which the main feature of which is to go up $25 on serving process. Any further discussions? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number 9, discuss and take action to approve a contract with Texas Department of Parks and Wildlife for the tax office to sell hunting and fishing licenses. Ms. Howe would like to, has got an opportunity to add service for our constituents and get a terminal that allows her to sell hunting licenses and fishing licenses. How much would it cost?
It'll be a $75 deposit to lease the little printer that they use to print licenses. Normally there's an $8 a month fee, but they waive that fee for us being government, so it's not going to cost the county anything other than the $75 deposit that if we ever stop and send the equipment back, we get back. They provide everything, the paper, the ink. It won't cost us anything. It'll just be a service to the customers. We will retain 5% of sales.
So it's just a one-time shot at $75.
Yes, sir.
And they can come to you to get a license to hunt or fish.
Yes. Right now, as far as I know, Walmart is the only place to go. So.
I think across the street.
Okay.
How many are you doing, one per girl at the counter or just one?
So we get 5% of the revenue?
Yes.
I make a motion that we approve the contract with TPW for the tax office to sell hunting and fishing licenses.
Second.
Motion and second, we approve the contract with Parks and Wildlife to sell hunting and fishing licenses. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number 10, discuss and take action to approve the amendment to subscription agreement between Tyler Technologies and Upshur County for 1 year extension of ENCODE and the Tyler Jury module. Somebody needs to explain that to us.
Judge, the current 5-year contract ends September 30th of this year. So this will extend our contract. Tyler Technologies basically provides us the service for ENCODE, which is our financial software, and it extends it for 1 year with the same number of licenses. And also the jury module, which is used by the district clerk, county clerk, and county court.
So it's something we have to have.
Yes, sir.
And you're all happy with the service?
Yes, sir.
Extending it for 1 year, then on financial software and the jury selection part.
The jury module is what they call it.
So that's how you call your jury will. Yeah.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second. We approve the contract extending our agreement with Tyler Technologies for 1 year. Any further discussion?
What's the cost increase?
It's about 4%. It went $43,079. It increased about
$2,051.
What was the increase?
$2,051.
Which makes the total amount
$43,079. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. All righty, that takes us through our regular agenda items. Do we need to adjourn? Okay, take a motion to adjourn the first meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second, we adjourn the first meeting. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that meeting's adjourned. Next. This is the hearing on the second public hearing for Friday, August 30, 2019. Number one, the Commissioner's Court and the FY 2020 budget and tax rate, and discuss and take action on changes to the proposed budget. Mr. Cook, I believe you signed up.
Yes.
Your turn.
First of all, I'd like to thank Commissioner Carr and you, Judge, for having me up here in the meeting. I do thank the judge and the two newest members of the court for the way that y'all have voted and tried to move the county forward. Also, nobody likes taxes, I'm going to say, but sometimes they're very necessary to move forward. As far as pay raises, I'm all for that for the working people of the county. I appreciate Sheriff Webb and his office, the things y'all do. Andy Jordan, I appreciate you. Sometimes I don't show, but I know I'm not the easiest person in the world to get along with. God knows that, and a lot of y'all know that. But I apologize, Mark, I'm trying to work on it. But anyway, I just want to let you know, I do appreciate y'all for everything you do, and just keep up the good.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Here's what I want to do to start this thing off. I want to go through, as we funnel down, the items we took under consideration where we left off last time. First thing on my menu is the requested increase from JP Judge Number One to fund a second clerk in her office. Ms. Judge Maynes, do you wish to speak to us about that?
No, sir. I'm just doing the same thing.
Okay.
I don't care whether she gets the $1,200 or not. I just would like for her to have the basic clerk. And I just
in
would like
level.
To have her to have the 25 too. You know, that as a new clerk would start out, that's all I'm asking. I'm not asking for anything else, just for her to be fair and not be stuck at $15,000 a year to be raised up to $25,200. That's all I'm asking.
And the reason it's the amount that it is, tell us that.
The reason the amount that it is because when last year at budget time, I had a lady that had been working for me for 3 years. She was on Social Security, and I had got her through Experience Works. She had worked, and the state had paid her for almost three years. The state had paid her minimum wage to work. She worked 20 hours a week for me, and she worked part-time. Well, she actually worked full-time because they paid her $7.25 an hour, and her Social Security paid her the rest. So she got actually $31,000 a year is what she made. So she made good wages working for me for 40 hours a week. But she couldn't make but $15,000. So I got her as a full-time employee for $15,000 a year. So that's what I asked for. Because if she made more than that, then she couldn't collect her Social Security. So that's what I asked for, and I asked for her to have benefits because she had actually been here with us in the county for 3 years. And so it was approved. So now when she quit and went to work for her children as a nanny in Burlington, then this lady came in. I got applications, and I only got two applications. One lady said when she come up there to talk to me, she would not work for $15,000. The other lady said, I will, but is there any chance that I might get more? And I said, only next year at budget time. So she worked this year, and I'm here now doing the same thing I told her I would do. I would try to get her more money. So that's what I did. And all I'm asking is basic clerk pay. That's all I'm asking.
That is my motion.
And she's not on Social Security. She's not.
What would be the chance of getting her just to work part-time? You working this clerk 40 hours a week?
She's working 40 hours a week.
What would be the chance of getting her to do it for
part-time.
Less, just part-time?
I don't think she can, sir. She's a sole person that works in her household.
Okay.
Right now, I think she's looking, she's, her husband got hurt on the job and he's waiting for disability. And so she's, and that's just happened recently. She's actually looking for a second job right now. And she's kind of waiting on court to whether she's going to stay at us or not.
All right.
So that's just where I'm at. She's just kind of waiting. But she's looking also for a second job. I think she's going to stay on to work part-time.
Okay, Ms. Gentry.
My motion, again, is to grant the increase to bring her clerk to the $25,200 a year without the $1,200 raise.
If you can raise a second, I'll go with you on that.
I second.
All right. Motion and a second that we fund JP number one's clerk, you already have, from part-time pay to the minimum full-time pay, which would move that from $15,079.92 to $25,200. Did I state that right?
Yes, sir.
Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion passes 3-1 with one abstention. Is that right?
I think she needs to raise the $1,200.
Okay, I just didn't record your vote.
So y'all vote on the full pay or?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
We voted on the 25.
You're either, you've
no,
either.
No, I'm abstaining from the 10,000.
Okay. Motion passes 3-1 with one abstention.
I thought we was doing that.
Right. But that's going to be
asking for
the $1,200 on that position is going to be absorbed into that amount. She's not going to, it's not going to be $1,200 plus the minimum pay, just on that one employee. Well, you acquitted yourself very well, Judge. Okay, next thing that we left off was the Sheriff's Department. And I think where we left off, Ms. Williams proposed, now we're talking about the sheriff's office, not the jail, this is bifurcated. Add $4,000 to a new expense line for SANE exams, which would be no bottom line net change of cost.
That would also be a reduction in investigative expense.
Right, yes. You're just gonna shift
correct.
Budgeted amounts from one line to another. But we have to have those SANE exams to protect the public. All right. Number two, move $7,150 from vehicle repair to guns and ammunition due to additional training, which would be no bottom line cost.
Yes, sir. But the cost, actually, when I spoke with the sheriff yesterday, that's going to be $7,000. So it's just a budget shift of $7,000 from vehicle repair, 3420, to guns and ammunition, 3145.
All right.
Am I correct then that all you're doing here is you're going to make some changes in the sheriff's budget, moving funds around, and there's not going to be any net bottom line change?
At the current. The current.
What, currently?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Sort of. But just on those two out, we're kicking it.
As we progress, it would, other things are.
All right. Number three, increase budget line 3110, $3,000 for a 5-year rotation of ballistic vests. And where we left off with that, everybody up here I thought was inclined to agree with that. And then the requested amount for annual internet connection for iPads to be used in conjunction with the CAD system at a cost of $10,500 has been included. $10,500 has been included in the $23,500 budgeted amount in the communications equipment line. So that would be a no net cost. So as to the Sheriff's Department, this whole package would be another $3,000.
I make a motion we approve the Sheriff's Department budget that's been stated 1 through 4 with the increase of $3,000 to the
ballistic vest.
Ballistic vest.
Second. Motion and a second. We approve the Sheriff Department's request 1 through 4, which the net result is $3,000 increase for ballistic vests. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
So in other words, all of the changes together, only an increase of $3,000 over what you've already approved today.
Yes. Motion passes 5-0.